And Dapper Houston, over.
Go ahead, Houston, Endeavor.
Roger, whenever you got a moment, we got a few questions the King would like to have asked of you concerning your photo activity so far.
Roger, go ahead.
Okay. Hey, Al, Vance here. You got a pencil and paper, and I'll let you write these things down. Should take about 5 minutes.
Okay, just a second. Okay, Vance, go ahead.
Okay, these are going to all refer to your visual sighting targets. And so the first one is V-1B Tsiolkovsky. You don't need to pull out the book, just but I'll reference some pages in the book. First question, or the first comment is, would you mark area on in your book on the central peak where you saw layering? And when you get back, we can look at it.
Okay, got that one. Go ahead.
Okay, you spoke of a crater on the northeast side of Tsiolkovsky's rim, and you said it had a fault line. Could you mark that on your map also?
Okay, I think I already have, but I'll double check.
Okay. Next, referring to the rim of Tsiolkovsky, you know, the famous sections that appear to be moved inward and outward. The question, does it appear to you that the west segment of the wall moved inward, or did the northwest segment move outward?
I think it's just the other way around, Vince. I'll check it again and mark it on the map next time by. But as I recall, I think the west section looks like it's moved westward.
Okay. Next, and this would be V-1A, question two. We'd just like to have you make sure that you've taken a look at that one.
Okay, what's the title on V-1A?
Okay, that's Tsiolkovsky also. Question two.
Oh, I see. Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Okay, going to V-2. Referring to Picard, you talked about the layering on Picard wall. Do the layers have a uniform thickness? And any estimate of how thick the layers are?
Yes.
You might speak of the thickness of the layers in terms of the total depth of the crater.
In terms of the depth of the crater, or in terms of the diameter of the crater?
Well, either way, most convenient with you.
Well, okay, that's a little difficult to do because the layering is, most of the layering is pretty thin, I would say. Maybe 1/20th the thickness, or the 1/20th the depth of the crater, and very small comparison with the total diameter. I'd say maybe a 1% thickness layer as compared to the diameter.
Okay. Okay, going to V-5. This is Littrow. You mentioned the cinder cones, and there's just some curiosity on the relative size of these cinder cones. And in judging the size, it's 12 kilometers between each line on your V-5 photo. And while we're at it, are the cinder cones fairly evenly distributed, or are they concentrated in spots on this darkest unit?
They're concentrated in spots on the darkest unit, and they seem to be concentrated in localized areas also within the darker units. There'd be a relatively high density of these small cones. and then a few scattered ones in the, you know, in the outlying areas. But I would say they were concentrated within the darker areas, more on the lowland side, you know, in the valleys and in the what looks like the lower areas, and within concentrations of cinder cones, there seems to be one locus of major activity, one locus of the greatest number of cones, and then they thin out beyond that.
Okay, maybe you could mark that on your map where you see these concentrations.
Yeah, I can do that, but I think the pictures will be better, Vance, because the cinder cones are much smaller than the definition in the picture.
Okay, and I'll give you one more, V8, and that's the landing site. Just like to make sure you try to get an opinion of questions 1 and 2 and the age relationship also, that question we asked earlier about Aristillus and Autolycus. And that's all I'll give you right now.
Yeah, okay, Vince, I'm over the landing site now, and that unit up along the western edge of the front there, to the northeast of the landing site, very definitely looks like a flow unit that's flowed along or parallel to the base of the front.
Okay, copy that. I guess you've got some other stuff coming up. Okay, that's about it, Al. I'll turn you back to Bob and just some things to mull over.
Okay, Vance, thanks much.
Righto. Okay, Al, we'd like high gain antenna to Otto, and when you've got a moment, we'll patch up a TEI 45 pad, but I guess there's no big rush on that.
Okay, and incidentally, on this mapping camera pass, you started that block at laser altimeter on. Do you want that to start at the covers opening, or do you want me to go ahead and extend the camera down?
We had a pad that started at mapping camera covers open, and they explicitly took that one away and gave me one that started at laser altimeter on, so I presume they want the first two lines done.
Okay, well, I'm going to go ahead and open the covers and extend the camera then. Okay, camera's extending.